Well, I'm a crier, so you have to bear with me today. It is with a heart of incredible gratitude that we stand before you and with you today. I cannot begin to communicate the role that you have played in the foundation of One City Church.
Churches typically have a lifespan of somewhere between 100 to 200 years. You are laying the foundation for a work of God in this city, I'm gonna believe, for the next 200 years or more. And it's difficult to know what to say on a day like this, and whenever you have difficulty saying something, always turn to Scripture. So we'll be in Philippians chapter 1. I'll start in verse 1, and we'll work our way through this morning. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons. And so in this regard, I want to make application that Pastor Jimmy has been a Paul in my life. And though I'm a little bit old right now to be a Timothy, I've got a team full of Timothys with me. And all of you have represented a Paul in our life that is investing in Timothys to go make a difference in the next generation. And many of you, have been called or represented by, you know, historically the greatest generation maybe in this country. And you have paved the way and you have laid a foundation in so many ways. And yet there are certain values being lost in our country today. Tragically, churches are declining. And yet God, in his sense of humor, asked us to start a church when churches across the country were shut down. It was April 23rd, 2020. I mean, the pandemic is about 4 or 5 weeks into its unfolding, and God speaks, and he says in Exodus chapter 4, go back to Egypt. Now, Memphis is named after the capital city of Egypt. And he said, all the people who wanted to kill you have died. There you go. And bring your wife and children with you and the staff of God. And at that moment in time, I'm living in Cleveland, Ohio. And when we left Memphis in 2018, we never wanted to leave Memphis in the beginning. We always wanted to return, but we needed God's commissioning. We needed God's sending. We needed God's word to send us. And the thing about Pastor Jimmy is that oftentimes when you go through a crisis, you find out who your friends are and who your friends aren't. And in our situation previously, our church was the 25th fastest growing church in the country. And we were seeing God do extraordinary things. The last two Easters, we had over 10,000 people in our church. Pastor Jimmy's been there before. He's seen that happen before. He knows that situation. But Pastor Jimmy's also experienced church hurt before. And he knows that situation. And he was one of the first pastors to reach out to me. And there were so many pastors, honestly, that ran from us, and he ran to us. But he didn't just reach out once. He reached out again and again and again, and he kept saying, this city needs you. You need to come back. But on April 23rd, God had finally spoken an authoritative word from his word, Exodus 4, 19 and 20. And if my memory is correct, I believe that was on a Thursday. And so Karen and I had kind of decided in our heart that we believe that this was the Lord, but we were going to take the month of May to continue to pray through it and ask for confirmation. Well, on Sunday afternoon, Pastor Jimmy calls me and literally says, I'm paraphrasing, something like this. I've been battling some congestive heart failure. And as I have been lying here and praying, I heard the Lord say, restore Chris Connolly to ministry before you die. And in a way that only Pastor Jimmy can, I mean, the man has humor at every moment, right? He says, listen, I'm battling congestive heart failure. I don't know how long this thing's going to tick. He said, but if you'll go ahead and hurry up and make a decision, my home is your home and you can start your church in my home. And that's how this started. But it's important to know also, our God is a God of sequence. What he did yesterday is in preparation for what he wants to do tomorrow. See, Pastor Jimmy's been a Paul in my life longer than just the last 3.5 years. Jimbo and I were friends in high school, and I'll never forget Pastor Jimmy driving up to ECS in his convertible BMW. And I was like, I didn't know, you know, much about Pastor Jimmy at the time, but I know I like that ride, you know, and he's always been known for his cars. He always loved his cars. But in addition to that, at that time, my girlfriend went to Central High School. So therefore, I'm not Central High School, Central Church. So therefore, I went to Central Church, right? And then as I would kind of go in and out of church, because my family was more of a Christmas and Easter type church going family, when I was in college and I had honestly kind of entered into the party scene and ventured away from God, there was a man named Terry Wright that worked for Pastor Jimmy in the college ministry, and God used him again to bring me back to church. And then throughout my ministry, Pastor Jimmy has been an innovator. You know, there's a sign in his office that talks about him being a maverick pastor. That's what I love the most about the man, is he colors outside the lines. And he's always had ministries that were innovative and ministries that push the boundaries. And I really believe that our previous ministry at High Point Church, in many ways, had received the baton from Pastor Jimmy, in that we were another expression of that heartbeat, that vision, that innovation, and even in an appropriate way, that rebel spirit that is against the Pharisee spirit, you know, and he is someone that walks to the beat of his own drum. And there are a lot of people in heaven today,
because he didn't judge people,
because he went against the current, because he didn't do what tradition said. And we want to continue to fall in those footsteps today. Amen. So verse 2, let's go back to scripture for our cry more. It says, grace to you and peace from our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. It is very important for you to know you will not be forgotten. Every single time we tell the one city story and we tell the story of how God provided for us, you will be the first part of that story every single time. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. Now, you guys have been with Pastor Jimmy for a long time. It is hard to think of that man and not smile. Because every time you think of him, you think of some quip or some joke or something that he has said. A couple of weeks ago, I walked into his office and I said, how you doing? He said, please ask me another question. So he's always got something going on, but there is a gift of joy in the man. There's a gift of laughter in the man. And we do believe that spiritually there are certain things that are imparted from one spiritual leader to another spiritual leader, from one body into another body, and we hope to carry on that gift of joy. And so then he says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. That is what you have done. You have not just been gracious to share your home. You've not just been gracious to be allow us to be roommates, but you have partnered with us in the gospel. Everyone here, when you think about your biological children, you want to do everything possible for them to have a better life than your life. You want to do everything possible to give them inheritance. You have given us a spiritual inheritance. It has been good, and it's good for me. Listen, I, honest to God truth, please hear me on this. I will miss sitting in that pew every Sunday listening to Pastor Jimmy. For over 3.5 years, unless I've been out of town, I've been in that pew listening to him. He's truly one of the spiritual fathers of this city. And you guys know this better than even I know this, but there was a day that basically he and Dr. Rogers were kind of the spiritual anchors of this city. And so again, in the impartation, in the passing of the baton, we pray that God builds that foundation and we build upon your shoulders. We're not starting new and afresh. In America right now, we don't honor our elders enough. And we don't honor previous generations enough. And in our spiritual faith, we need to have more connectedness between the generations. And there must be a greater sense of the way that churches bless their spiritual children and then empower their spiritual children to go do more than ever before. And so it says here, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, and literally your invitation to us marked our first day. When Pastor Jimmy called and God had spoken on a Thursday and he called on a Sunday and he said, you have a home. Do you know how many decisions were already made for us by him giving us that invitation? We didn't have to come here and figure out where we need to be and who's going to let us be there and how much is it going to cost. And you guys have been incredibly generous. For the longest time, you charged us nothing. And practically for all purposes, you still charge us nothing. So as we look at this, you sacrificed your preferences for us. You shared your home with us and you didn't complain much. We can be a little noisy, right? And you even learn to appreciate the energy. I can't wait for you to experience next Sunday, April 28th at 10:01. As long as the fire marshal gives us a thumbs up, we'll all be there. Pastor Jimmy wants all of you to come celebrate and see what you've been a part of. There are some things that you can't describe, you can only experience. And when you see what God has provided, given that we are a church that's very small right now on a Sunday, you know, only about 200 people when you count kids, it is one miraculous story after another. And God has provided us this beautiful home because he has a harvest waiting for us. And every single time, what you're going to see is we're going to have a baptistry there. And in our previous ministry, I believe this is going to happen again. In our previous ministry, toward the end of our ministry, we would average 30 people trusting Christ every Sunday. Let me say that again. Y'all should have said amen. I mean, come on. 30 people trusting Christ every Sunday. Because when one sinner repents, all of heaven rejoices. But you're going to be used of God that every time those baptismal waters are stirred, a crown goes into your hands. And there'll be crowns that you lay at the feet of Jesus because you partnered with us in the gospel from the first day. From the first day. That is what you have done. Verse 6. And I am sure of this. Some translations say, I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. And so one of the signs of spiritual health is that you always are giving what you have to others. And so you guys have been generous to continually give to us. And I am confident of this. I am confident that you will be proud of us as your children. I'm confident that you're going to hear testimonies. And when you hear those testimonies, you're going to say, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of that. It is our heart's desire, obviously, to make our Heavenly Father proud, but it is also our desire to make you proud. It's also important to note that Pastor Jimmy was sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He didn't just call me once. He didn't just call me twice. But he also called me, and I believe there's a sensitivity to the Spirit where somehow or another the man walks with God in such a way that he can tune his ear to what the Spirit of God's saying. Somehow or another, the Spirit of God, when I was in Cleveland, Tennessee, knew that he knew that God has spoken to me on Thursday. And from Thursday, Friday, Saturday to Sunday, Pastor Jimmy's listening. He hears the voice of God and he calls on a Sunday. Timing is more important than time. That phone call reinforced and confirmed the will of God in our life. So when you've been uninvited somewhere, it's good to be invited. When you've not been welcome or wanted, it's good to be welcome and wanted. And that's what you guys have done for us. Then verse 7 and 8. It is right for me to feel this way about you all. Listen to Paul's heart. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. And again, I've said this before, but when someone walks with you through the good, the bad, and the ugly, that's a friend. See, it's impossible to have love without loyalty. Love and loyalty are two sides of one coin. See, God's love is unconditional, and because it's unconditional, it stays with you through the hardships, and it remains loyal. And that has been modeled hear from you, from Pastor Jimmy. And now it says, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, now I promise, I believe with all of my heart, what God is about to do, again, is the confirmation of what has happened here the first 3.5 years. And you are going to be blessed. You're going to be proud parents. You're going to receive crowns to give at the feet of Jesus. And then it says, for God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you sometime. You can just get on your computer and do this. Go to blueletterbible.com. You can just type in the word forget and read all the ways the Bible warns us against forgetting. And then type in the word remember and read all the things that God tells us to remember. You will not be forgotten. Your faith will not be forgotten. Your faithfulness will not be forgotten. You will be remembered. You know why you'll be remembered? Because you're our parents. People don't forget their parents. You will be remembered. How I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And then we'll do two more verses, verses 9 through 11. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more. What a prayer. That your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment so that you may approve what is excellent. And so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. I believe that the sound that God, I think, specializes in sounds. Can you imagine if, you know, there are religions that don't have music. Can you imagine Christianity without music? See, God creates a soundtrack. But see, when your relationship with God is about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you got to put it to music. It's glorious. But when there are religions out there that are the opposite of that, there's nothing to sing about. We are going to sing songs, and you're going to hear the reverberation of those songs in the city and in heaven. Amen. Because God gives us a new song, but you have helped shape that song. You may not recognize this, but there will be songs literally written about your faithfulness that helped us become who we are. And so Pastor Jimmy has asked that we would end this service with a passing of the baton. And so I'm going to ask Rudy to come up at this time and Peggy to come up at this time. I'm going to read a scripture, then Rudy's going to share a few words, Peggy's going to share a few words, and they're going to pass the baton to Karen and I representing One City Church. But if 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 25 says this, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run?" I can assure you that if you've seen what our church has been doing the last 2 weeks, we ain't jogging or walking. We are running like crazy trying to get there. "But only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we imperishable." And so we today count it a privilege to be your spiritual sons and daughters. We today count it a privilege to receive a baton from you and to run the next leg of the race. This city needs to experience the glory of God again. This city will not get better without revival. We are going to run hard after revival and spiritual awakening. That's your legacy.
That's why we need Karen here. He's the tender part, and you make sure you clean up. One thing about Chris that we've always enjoyed is there is a tenderness and a merciful part of him. And I think that comes with Jimmy, too, because Jimmy has that. He will forgive you in a heartbeat, even though you may time and time again offend him. But you talk about a bittersweet time. It's the ending of one chapter, if you will, and the beginning of another one. But you talked about being parents. I told him earlier, I said, "You've been here for 3.5 years. I remember when he was 5'5", and I look at him. He's, he had done well at 6'3", 4", 6'5", okay, without heels on. but it has been an interesting ride for us also. I remember the signage issue that we had. And I remember the fire marshal issue. I remember the flooding that we had. Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, we do baptism, but at that time, we could have sprinkled the whole congregation with the amount of water that came through some of those fire suppression systems. But you talk about new life, freshness. Those are words that kind of excite us. A new life, freshness, and we're talking about a future. Now, one thing that comes with new babies is that when we had 3 children, I always loved my kids, but when it came time that they started to smell, don't bring them back to us. You keep them and clean them up and then let us have all the joy and pleasure of smelling when they're good. You talk about wandering. You know, the Bible talks about a number of numbers, 7 being one, 40 being another one. And you talk about traveling and going up north Ohio. There's a few Buckeyes here, too, and we can identify with them. Cleveland is where I spend most of my time growing up. But we are glad to have you back down south. So during that time of reflection, there's something I'm going to read to you before we pray at the tail end. I think it kind of fits. But we are elders, and I think that there's a maturity that comes with some of the people in our congregation that maybe some of the young ones would need. And Justin, thank you for calling me all the time saying the air conditioner's leaking and something else, the toilet's not working, and all of these things. I kind of feel like I maybe have become your maintenance man. But during the week, the excitement here has been that there's somebody usually is on the premises. And if you've seen some of your people come here during the day and just sit here and meditate. And that was a pleasurable episode for us to watch and see your people do this. So we're going to miss that. But let me say this. The church is still open during the day. So if you are closer here than you are, Marty. Marty and I go back 30 years. He used to be my Sunday school class until he graduated. And Kathy, too. And where is Rick Osborne here? He's another one that's been around for 40 years from Central days. And so they've been good times. But let us just say that we wish you all the very best. And there's nothing else that we can do for you other than when you ask, hopefully we'll be available. Jimmy has has talked about the event of them coming here for many, many years. He and I think Maxie Dunham were kind of cahooting, getting together on bringing you back here. So that effort has worked and very, very, very successfully. So if you're having 200 people in attendance on Sunday morning, you're doing very well. So what's the next move? I turn this over. Peggy's going to. I told him it was a Peggy and Chris show this morning.
I would like to speak on behalf of Jimmy, our pastor, and all of our staff. And I'd like for our staff to please stand. And I'm going to call the names in case some of them are here. Staley, will you stand and remain standing? Jonathan, where are you, Jonathan? David Vollmer is back there. Judy Danner, Emily and Chris. Emily, will you stand? Linda Zent, stand up. Diane Cooper, is Diane in here? Linda Wells, Glenda Harper has been up here leading scripture. Pierce Matthews, and Bobby Eubanks and Teresa are not here today. But on behalf of all of our staff and Jimmy, we want to say thank you and say what a tremendous joy and blessing it is that we have been a small part of the birthing of One City. We're all like family now, and we want you to know we love all of you. I'm glad I brought my Kleenex because it's going to be hard not to walk in and see y'all. And I want to say as a personal note, you've been such a gift of God, not only to this church, but personally to my family. And I'm so grateful for all the ways you've ministered, particularly to my grandchild, who just got married, and Chris just married him. And I'll be forever grateful for that. We want you to know we'll miss you so much. We'll pray for you. And we'll look forward to seeing how God's going to use you in the future for His glory. It's going to be wonderful.
Can we give everyone a standing hand?
We'll give him the batons as soon as I... A couple of months ago, a devotional kind of maybe struck the cut of notes this morning. It said this: the splendor of the skies, the mysteries of the earth, suspended in space, and the stability of the horizon reminded Job that the world was in God's hands. Even a churning sea and a rumbling atmosphere led him to say, "These are but the outer fringe of God's works. How faint a whisper we hear of Him. If the world's wonders represent just a fragment of God's capabilities, it is clear that His power exceeds our ability to understand it in His time of brokenness, and this gives us hope. God can do anything, including what He did for Job as He sustains him during the suffering." And that's you. During those times in Ohio, I know you're kind of saying, "Where do we go? Yeah, I'm in the desert." Up Yankee land, yes, you are. But you came back home because God did have a plan for you. So let me pray for you. Thank you. Should we get him on his knee? No, he's too tall. Yeah. Do I have to give it to you now?
Nope.
No. Nope. Okay. Yeah. As soon as you walk down?
There we go.
Okay. And the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit gives me the words that I'm going to utter. So I have no idea what I'm going to say. But let me say this, God does. And so we pray. Father, we pray for Chris and Karen. We pray for the church. We pray for all that you've already done. And with excitement, we take a look and see what you're going to do. Father, there are souls in this community that need you. And you're more powerful to take care of and tend to people's hearts rather than us thumping them about who you are. And so we commit the spirit that Chris is going to expound in his new address. And Father, for the time he spent with us, we thank you for his encouragement, the time that he and Jimmy spent together, and the time that Jimmy has come back encouraged because of comments that Chris has made to him. The scripture is true and the scripture is strong, and it will tell us what you have in store for us one day at a time. And we sometimes try to get ahead of the game, but that's not where you want us to be. You want us to be right here, right now, in the present, in the presence of God the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name, but also the Papa God that at the very beginning in Genesis started it all. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Karen, you want to come over here? I won't just say, I can't do it without crying. What a blessing you've been, not only to this church, but to me personally and to my family. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to pray for you. Dear God, Father God, what a blessing you have given to us when you brought Karen and Chris as we've started this new church, One City. How you've already blessed so much and how you've used Karen in such a powerful way to guide and lead in that church. Lord, we thank you for the helpmeet she is to Chris. And I pray right now with this task ahead of them that you would empower her by the great, wonderful power you have for her in the Holy Spirit, that you would flood her with your presence. Keep her filled with the Spirit and keep on using her in a powerful way. For your honor and glory, we praise you for what you're going to do to lead so many people close to you in this city. One City is going to be powerful for your name, and we're so grateful to have been a tiny little part of it. Now bless Karen in a special way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, we got to do this right. We got to do it like we're really running.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Kara's going to give a quick announcement.
Yes, so Pastor Jimmy has graciously welcomed all of you to come and celebrate our first service with us. It will be next Sunday. Pay attention, though, Lord willing. We are supposed to get our temporary certificate of occupancy, even maybe our permanent certificate of occupancy on Friday. So stay tuned. You may get us one more Sunday, but hopefully everything will work out, and that will be at 10:01. In your pew right in front of you, the little One City cards you have patiently looked at every Sunday have our new address on it. It's 120 Northeast Yates, and our service will be at 10:01. We would love to have you come and celebrate. Our official huge grand opening will be the following week, so hopefully it will make a very smooth and enjoyable time for our current body and your body to come and worship together, and we would just be honored for you to come. The parking lot is behind the building, and we will have parking services and our guest services there to show you the way, but we would be honored for you to come. 10:01 next Sunday, Lord willing, the fire marshal lets us in. So we will. You can follow us on our social media, and we will obviously also let Pastor Jimmy and Linda know so they can communicate as well. But we're moving pedal to the metal to be there next Sunday. So we love you guys and can't thank you enough.
She has never done pedal to the metal. She says my right foot's not saved. Let me close us in prayer. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone that has been a part of helping us become your church and a church that is positioned
to fulfill your purposes, God, to unify the city. The scripture says that when we are perfected in unity, then the world will know that the Father has loved them even as he has loved his very own son. So God, we thank you that this is not two separate churches, but one church. This is a picture of being perfected in unity. And now God, build upon that for your glory and for the goodness of others. We pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys so very much.